Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. Streaming live on the free Odyssey app. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. So I would say for the better part of this last decade on this radio show, the stadium and the team name have been two of the most frequently brought up topics because things have changed. The name change ultimately happened.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't think it was going to happen. The owner swore it was never going to happen. He told the USA Today, all caps, it's never going to happen. And then they changed the name from the Redskins ultimately to the Commanders. And the stadium continues to kind of persist. Like, we think they're going to move to RFK. But Mayor Bowser a couple weeks ago gave it a 4 out of 5 in terms of level of concern, which raised our eyebrows. Like, whoa, the mayor is now saying on a scale of 1 to 5 that it's a 4, her concern that it's going to happen.
When she said that last week while I was away?
Yeah.
It all blends to me because there's constantly, you know, different little updates about the city council and votes and things like that. So it might have been when you were out. But yesterday, President Trump was asked about both the issues, name change and the stadium. Here's what President Trump had to say.
Well, we see what happens. I've been looking at the deal, and, you know, I don't blame them. They have to, it's a very important piece of property. It's a great piece of property, so we'll see. But if I can help them out, I will. You know, ultimately, we control that. The federal government ultimately controls it, so we'll see what happens. I saw the plans. I saw the stadium. The owner's very, very successful and a very good man. I know him a little bit. And it would be a great place for the NFL to be there, I can tell you that. So if they want to negotiate a little tough, that's okay with me.
Well, Mendelsohn did say that he thinks the majority of the council members do want to finally approve it. They've been saying this for weeks, if not months. They just need a little bit more information. But I don't know if that deal is going to get passed by the 15th.
Look, I think Trump was just throwing out generalities. I don't think they own the federal land anymore, right? Wasn't that the big deal that the city got it back? That was one of the big steps in the last couple of years.
It's over my head.
The city got control of the land.
I thought so, but it's over my head. I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah. And then here's what he says about the name change, which, of course, you know, some of our listeners like Sabah are going to get all fired up. But Josh Harris, at least for now, has made it clear they're not interested in changing the name.
Commanders changed the name back to Redskins.
Well, you want me to make a controversial statement? I would. I wouldn't have changed the name. But that's there. It just doesn't have the same... It doesn't have the same ring to me. But, you know, winning can make everything sound good. So if they win, all of a sudden the Commander sounds good. But I wouldn't have changed in there.
I mean, it's just the same general blah, you know, sort of comment that most people have. I don't think that thing has set sail. It's off and running. I think it's over. We've talked about it a million times. Young people don't care. It's old people like us that are frustrated by it. But I don't think it's coming back.
I think the
Harris group really wants to bring it back.
So the land is federal land, but remember when they, and like you mentioned, JP, when they had that legislation that, I guess that was back in January, gave control to the administration for 100 years. And the bill allows for a stadium, but explicitly cannot use federal funds. But if you, the federal government can cancel the lease if they find that they're not complying with terms of the lease. So they can get it back if they cancel the lease.
But right now, the city has control.
I doubt they will. The city has control for 99 years.
Yeah.
But the federal government can, if they find DC is not complying with the terms of the lease, they can cancel the lease.
Look, I think eventually that's going to sort itself out. And you know, we just have to be sort of on the sideline there and just kind of wait it out. Mm-hmm. What I am curious about is what we've talked about.
Let me just interject. Yeah. What we talked about last week was the timeline, though, because some of these people, and it seems so far away to me, some of these people are concerned about all of these dates that keep being moved down the line, that it's going to jeopardize the stadium being ready by 2030, mm-hmm. which is the goal. Josh Harris wants them there by 2030. There's a World Cup in 2031. They want to host that. Mm-hmm. And if they keep kind of kicking the can down the road, that's in jeopardy. And you never know, Maryland could get back in the mix.
I find that unlikely, but it's possible. I suppose it's possible. I think eventually they're going to figure it out. Whether or not it'll be in time for the World Cup and all that, I have no idea. I think eventually they're
going to figure it out. Well, we went through this last week when we talked about the timeline between now and 2030. I mean, it's obviously 5 years. And JP threw out there, you can build a stadium in two years, maybe 3 years. Well, yes, you can. And that's probably how long it would take. But there's so much crap you got to deal with in paperwork. And it would take months, if not years, to deal with it. So the five-year window is probably, and look, probably gives them a cushion to get it all done. Once they finally start digging and building it, it'll only take 2.5-3 years. But that's why they're saying a 5-year window is what we need to get everything solidified and approved.
I just brought that up because it's amazing when you look back at the history of what is now Northwest Stadium.
Yeah.
Jack Kent Cooke said, we're going to build this stadium. Once they got the land, it was up and running with people inside it at games in less than 18 months.
Right. They can build the stadium. It doesn't take 5 years to build. It's just all the red tape and everything.
Yeah.
Well, all the hoops you have to jump
through. The Washington Post reported, they only have 4 yeses so far, and they need 7 out of the 12. They only have 4 firm yeses, 3 undecided, and 5 no's right now.
Mm-hmm.
So they got to get all the undecideds, Mendelsohn and Louis George and a couple more, to vote yes, or they're going to have to keep hammering this out.
I think they'll get the undecideds.
Why do you think that?
I just think they will.
Well, if Mendelsohn is one of the undecided, he said he thinks the majority of council wants to get to yes. So that's obviously one of him.
I think they're going to get there.
That's him.
I don't think it's going to go back to Maryland. I think they'll figure this out.
Yeah, I mean, I would bet that too, but I don't know about this deadline. I don't know how long it would take after July 15th.
I think at the end of the day, the undecideds will cave.
But I don't think Trump's statements on the team name move the needle there at all.
Nope.
And the general comments he had about the stadium, I don't think he's really moving the ball there either. I think he's just answering questions as best as he can.
So if they don't get the deal done by the 15th, I wonder if they'll just kind of push it down the road. All right, we just missed the deadline. Or if they'll set another deadline for the 31st.
It's the end of July, the 29th or 30th,
okay.
I believe.
So they will. So they'll push it down a couple weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, once we get into the fall and if it goes into next year, okay, then there's issues.
My guess is the no's you're never going to get, but eventually you could convince the undecided.
You need 7 of 12, correct?
Yeah.
And they've got 4 of 12 right now?
Yeah. And 3 undecideds and probably 5 firm no's. I don't know. The thing I'm more interested in is the McLaurin deal. I know we touched on it yesterday.
And you more nervous today? Another day passed.
I'm not actually more nervous. Actually, I probably would say I'm a little bit less nervous about it. Having read this report, this may have been out yesterday, but I see it came out later in the evening. But Adam Schefter, I guess, touched on it. And he says, there's no update, and that's the problem. He said on Pat McAfee's show. And he comped the deal to what DK was getting. DK's getting over $30 million a year, but Mike Evans getting 24, so there's a big gap there. It's kind of like two kind of comparable guys. Really, here's the quote, there really is quite a difference and a gap between what both sides would want. They haven't made any progress, but he said he cannot envision the Commanders moving on, and he compared it to the issue with T.J. Watt in situation in Pittsburgh, where both sides want to get a deal done, and the expectation is that both guys will get an agreement before the season. See, that's the key part, is that both sides want to get it done. Mm-hmm. It's not like the Skins are like trying to weasel their way out of this and not pay Terry McLaurin. They want to get a deal done. Oftentimes, you know, like with Kirk Cousins and the Skins, they didn't really want to get a deal done with Kirk. They didn't really want to.
They just wanted to give him the 1-year max deal,
or the
franchise deal.
They didn't really want to give him the big money. They just never
wanted
to.
Twice.
Yeah. This is a different situation. They know the fans want him. They want him. Everybody wants him. There's nobody that doesn't want Terry McLaurin here. So that's why I think eventually it's going to get worked out. But it is, as you get closer and closer to training camp, and I do probably expect him to hold out, it will get a little bit nerve-wracking.
As you get closer to camp, I can see
it
that.
It will get nerve-wracking. But I think the key part is that they do, in fact, want him. It's not like secretly Adam Peters and those guys are sitting there and they're going, we really don't want to deal with this guy. We really don't want to pay him. No, they want him here. And where there's a will, there's a way. That's what I would bet on. You disagree?
I don't disagree. I think it's going to happen. I don't understand when they compare the contracts for Mike Evans and Terry McLaurin, because Mike Evans is entering year 12.
Mm-hmm. Was he a similar age?
No, he's.
Is he a similar age?
He's got to be older than Terry McLaurin.
Terry's a little older for the amount of years.
Okay,
he's been
so he played
league.
Longer in college, maybe. But I still. So maybe they're just basing it on the ages.
That's what I'm guessing.
But McLaurin's, is he in year 7?
I'm not sure.
And Evans is in year 12.
Mike Evans is 31 years old.
Okay, he's 31.
And so that's about, and so Terry's going to be 30.
So he's basically 2 years older. All right.
Yeah.
Now DK is younger.
I think he's the same age that came in, right?
He's 2 years younger.
Oh, he is.
Yeah.
But he came in the same draft class as Terry. Yeah.
But I know they do compare it to Mike Evans, and you got to kind of throw Mike Evans' deal out because he's played 5 years longer than Terry McLaurin.
Yeah.
But they're similar in that they're both remarkably consistent.
Yeah.
Evans has been a better touchdown guy throughout his career. I mean, you look at his career, he's been double-digit touchdowns 6 times.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
This was the first time Terry McLaurin was double-digit touchdowns, but of course he has that 1,000-yard receiving streak his entire career. Mike Evans has gone for over 1,000 yards.
Yep.
McLaurin's done pretty much the same thing.
5 straight years, yeah. 5 out of 6.
Let's just go around the room. They're going to figure out this Commander Stadium crap, and they're going to get Terry signed. They're going to go 2 for 2.
I have more confidence in the Terry signing
but what do you predict?
Than the stadium.
So what do you predict, 1 for 2?
It depends on the timeline. Like I think that
by the opening day.
Like, will they figure out the RFK Stadium deal by September?
Yes.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Yes and yes.
Yes and yes. Mm-hmm. The deadline's the 15th, right?
And
then they're going to push it to the 30th? What do you think? They're going to push it all through August?
I feel stronger about McLaurin's deal getting done, but I believe
ultimately
they're
going to go 2 for 2. They're going to go 2 for 2. JP says 1 for 2. Jason agrees with me, 2 for 2. Drabby?
I would think the Terry thing gets done, but it's going to be a holdout, and it's going to affect the start of the season. He's going to get off to a slow start, and the chemistry is going to be a little bit off. I could see that happen. I just don't see a quick end to this in the next 10 days like you guys have been saying all summer.
I'm at the point where I think there will be a holdout.
Well, then it'll get figured out.
Well,
we got until July 24th, no problem or whatever.
This would be a disaster if it extends into the middle of camp and then he finally signs, let's just say, August 12th.
Yeah, if he signs like a week before,
and then he pulls a hammy or a groin, he's out for 6 weeks. That would be a freaking disaster.
Right.
And Peters doesn't want to deal with that. He knows the risks. He knows it.
I also think Terry is professional enough. He's not going to let himself get to that point.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to come in here all fat.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not saying he's going to be fat, but guys in shape, they tear groins and hamstrings all the time.
Yeah.
But I think it'll get done.
It tends to be something with when you're not putting in the same amount of work.
Well, I don't think he'll be putting in the same work as if he was in camp. You can only do so much.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up next, we're going to get back to the Washington Nationals, who, of course, have a new manager in Miguel Cairo. New guy running the show as their GM in DeBartolo. We'll talk to Sean Casey, former Major League Baseball player, now an analyst on the MLB Network, about the future of the Nats next here on the Junkies.